everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. This is your host, Iram Saif, with the Global Tel Summit series From Heartache to Joy and Bliss Up Now. With us back today, one of my dear friends, one of our master healers, you guys have been listening to him for years now, is Tariq Bibi. As I have mentioned many times before, he is one of my go-to healers. I'm getting feedback, Tariq.
Mm-hmm. Let me try messing with it. Give me one sec. Is that better?
Okay, thanks. I'm going to mute you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. All right. So as I was saying, one of my go-to healers whenever I need some healing done for myself, whenever I'm stuck, whenever I need to move forward powerfully, he's on my speed dial. He's on my Facebook Messenger. However I can reach him, I try to reach him. And we've been great friends for many years now since he's been on the show. Today I'm especially excited because this Infinity Healing, which is Tariq's own healing modality, which is really, it's created absolutely amazing results in people's lives. He's going to talk about how you can become an Infinity Healer with Tariq Bibi. What makes a healing session provide the best results? So I know that we have many people in this beautiful community that are energy healers themselves, or they aspire to be energy healers. So why not start with a modality that really creates astounding results? I mean, Tariq's nickname is Mr. Miraculous, so you can guess from that how amazing his results are. You can also read his clients' amazing success stories. And today we're going to talk about how possibly you could be one of those people that are helping other people on the planet. So a short bio about Tariq. 10 years ago, in his own words, he says, "I was broke, in debt, and on welfare. In only 10 months, I cleared $30,000 in debt and started making $10,000 a month. Now I travel the world living my dream of helping 144,000 light workers fulfill their life purpose. I learned to own my worth and my value. I let go of not feeling good enough. I remembered that I am worth it and I deserve the life I truly want. I've dedicated my life to helping spiritual business women and men thrive on all levels. This means clearing the money blocks that are stopping them from really sharing their gifts in a bigger way. It's time for us all to step into our full power and purpose to thrive." So what we're going to be talking about today on this call is, what is Infinity Healing and what makes it so spectacular? How to get the best results for your clients as a healer? How to best work with Source God in a session? How to get to the root of all blocks and clear them effectively? Why is it important to only work with Source God? How to not get entangled in a client's energy so that you are protected and you can sustain your own energy. I love each and every one of these topics, Tariq. Can't wait for you to start. Welcome, my friend. Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
You're back with us.
Thank you. How is the sound now, Iram?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
How is what?
The sound?
Oh, it's perfect now. Thank you so much for fixing that.
Great.
In all honesty, around
the 144,000, I think it's a goal of mine to really connect with 144,000 healers, like, consistently and helping them raise their frequency. So I wouldn't say that has been accomplished. I would say that's the goal that we're aiming for as a company.
Beautiful. I love that. I love that even more because, as you said, this is now the time for people to shine. This is the time for people to really come out of hiding and really start to shine. You know, it's interesting, Tariq. We were doing some research internally, and maybe some people on the call got on those research calls with Natasha or Gretchen, and we connected with a lot of people that are healers, and this was the number one problem we have identified is closet healers that don't want to come out of the closet. There's a lot of, and I think I mentioned it to you, that there's a lot of energy there that they mm-hmm. seem to not be able to get over. And so I love that you are offering this program at this yeah. time. This is not, by the way, why we were doing the research. That was for something else. But as it so happens mm-hmm. that Tariq connected with me and he said, Iram, I've got this wonderful program for healers. And I said, well, I think our community is going to love it because I love this modality. I know that people like to have several modalities under their belt. I think Infinity Healing is one of the must-haves for you guys. Mm-hmm. So,
thank you.
Well, briefly, I want you to first talk about what you and I started talking right before the call, and then I mm-hmm. said let's talk about it during the call, which is
yeah.
the moon in Leo. Talk about that, please.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I have mixed feelings about the moons because there's a theory out there that it's actually being used in a negative way by dark forces to keep humanity stuck in a matrix prison. And then there's this other side where it does, you know, women connect to it, moon cycles and the ocean, the ebb and flow of the oceans. But, you know, it does have this powerful effect on humanity. That aside, it is in Leo. So yesterday I actually grabbed my friend's phone where she has the app where you can see all the constellations. And we pointed it at the moon and we saw the Leo constellation right on the moon. So what that represents to me is, and I've noticed people, like I was talking to a friend yesterday. She's like, I did my first workshop ever. And then this other friend's like, I'm doing our first retreat ever. And I've been kind of in hiding since I came out of a 1-year beautiful relationship with my ex. And I've kind of been in like, you know, staying at home more and in nature more. And then something out of nowhere a few days ago, and I facilitated something in a big workshop in front of people, which is my usual, but, you know, I've been kind of more in a emotional place. So there's this energy of like, get, because Leo to me represents get yourself out there, be bold, shine your light powerfully, stop being afraid of being seen, dream bigger than ever. Whenever there's a group of people, get in front of them, share your gifts and abilities. And I'm noticing that in people. So what a beautiful time that this also aligns with, you know, the planets and the moon. And, it is time.
And you
it
are so in
time.
Alignment with it. Yeah, because not just about the workshop, the facilitation that you just did, but also about you have that big, hairy, audacious goal of helping 144,000 healers. And so you're totally in alignment with it, too. I love that. So tell us about what is Infinity Healing and what makes it so spectacular?
Yeah, I mean, there's a side of me that grew up just being told I'm a failure, I'm stupid. I was getting the lowest grades in school. I was the black sheep of the family. I didn't fit in with my culture, with my society growing up in Dubai. And I just knew I used to pray all the time. That was my thing in school. They're like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I was like, I want to be like the prophets that I read about in Islamic class and learning about Jesus and Prophet Muhammad. And I was like, I want to connect with God, with Source. I want to help humanity. I want to help people heal. I want to create miracles in people's lives without it being an ego thought. It was more like an awareness that I had, you know, when we're children before we get brainwashed, we're very clearly connected. And I always had that. Like, I remember Reiki healers working on my crown chakra, which is how you connect to Source God. And they're like, don't let anyone ever work on your crown. It's pristine. So ever since then, whenever body workers kind of go around my head area, I'm like, don't touch the crown. Just doesn't go.
I like that.
So I had that. Thanks. I had that humility of like, what do I know? What do I have that's different than others? And I kept getting these nudges for like a year and a half, 2 years to create a modality. And my low self-esteem at the time didn't know what I had that was different. And I birthed this program. I listened to the guidance. I put it out. It was very simple. The first draft of the course was super simple. No guides, angels, in between, straight to Source God. We don't need anything else. It was born out of frustration because as an Aries, I'm very impatient. I want it all. I want it now. And even like high-level entrepreneurs in general, we don't want to waste all this time and energy. And I hated it when healers said, we'll work together for like 3 months, 6 months, 12 months just to heal one issue. So got into $30,000 of debt, was jumping around from healing modality to healing modality, working with the best people, flew out to California to do healing trainings, took courses, worked with high-level healers, didn't get the results that I wanted, and I learned so much in that process. Out of that frustration was birthed the Infinity Healing, because I learned what stops people from getting the best results. I learned what we're doing wrong as a receiver of a healing session. There's things, protocols that we need to do. There are things the healers are doing. Even the fact that a healer says they're a healer has some ego in it, because we're just holding space for people to remember who they are. Yeah. So I got all these downloads and protocols, created the modality, and actually launched on, I just saw 1111, and we launched on your summit, From Heartache to Joy, and just mentioned it on your summit. I think I just briefly said, hey, by the way, we just put together this course, and we had like 30-something people signing up right away. So there's a high demand, and now it's being taught in all over the world. It's in Urdu, Hindi, Arabic.
Oh, how wonderful. I didn't know that.
Yeah. They're holding it down in India and spreading it there. And
that is amazing.
Arabic and Saudi Arabia and French and I think Portuguese. Is just, it's taken a life of its own. And people love it because
that is fantastic.
It's fast results. It doesn't, you know, straight from source God, and whatever results you're wanting, people get the results really fast.
You know, now, I love everything you said. Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, I've been teaching this now openly. I believed it for a while. Then I've been teaching it now. I've been talking about it openly on the summit as well, that it's so important to connect with Source God. And you don't need any intermediaries. And you also said the same thing. So tell us why. I know I'm jumping ahead in my questions, but I want to address this first. Why is it important to only work with Source God?
Yeah, I trust your flow completely. I felt like I got brainwashed into this new age religion without even knowing it was a religion. I started saying things like, don't be negative, and you know, talking about Archangel Michael as if I know this angel personally, and you know, all these things that we were saying with such confidence and
conviction.
Like I went back, same thing with the Infinity Healing. The more I learned, the more I realized I didn't know. So instead of trying to compete with God's infinite healing and wisdom and intelligence, why can't I just humble myself and say I'm simply holding space for my clients to have Source God do infinite things for the client? So in that humility, I stopped having this hunger to, I'm going to be the greatest healer and learn everything out there. And it became, I'm simply going to be humble enough to work with Source God universe. And that gets all the credit. When clients try to project it onto me, I go, I held space, you know, you're welcome if you're thanking me for holding space, but you allowed the breakthroughs to happen and God and Source helped you do it. So same thing with the New Age stuff is like, the more I learned and then I realized, wow, I don't know any of this to be true. So I had to deprogram myself, and I call it like the free range chickens. It's like before New Age came along, we were feeling a little constricted and you know, there's like we projected what we thought God was and what religion was, and we were stuck. And then some people saw this New Age thing and they're like, wow, free range. Now we're free range chickens. We have more space to roam free, but we're still on the farm. And then I realized, I don't know anything. And people were telling me, they did, even speaking to you, there's some modalities out there that I just heard even a week ago. Some of the big modalities that involve some weird stuff. One thing I heard from clients was they get the results, but they get the opposites at the same time with one modality. I don't want to say the names. I had someone else tell me about like entities from the head of the organization, like they're chasing people out who are talking negatively about them using entities. And I need that clear, clean energy, and I don't trust too many things. I'm very discerning with friends, with people, where I hang out, with healing modalities. It's rare, you know, for me to say yes to something. So I know I co-created the Infinity Healing Modality with my guides, and it was based on that clean energy. We're not messing with middlemen, because there are jinn entity beings who pretend to be of the light.
No.
And they've infiltrated so many healers and so many modalities. And I'll never be compromised in my modality and my work. Never. And so the best thing you can God do willing. To create zero risk is just keep it straight to source, God.
Yeah. I you know, I've been saying that. I totally agree with it. I have personally seen that happen, that, you know, and it could be healers with the best of intention.
Good intention.
You know, they got trained in a certain modality. They have the best of intention. They're connecting with some being or entity that says, I'm Archangel Michael, or I'm Metatron, or I'm whatever, and not realizing that the jinn, it's so important to understand this entity called the jinn. You and I come from a tradition where we understand what it is. There's
common.
A lot of information on it.
Yeah.
They can, they are shapeshifters. They can appear in any kind of form. So, yeah, they can appear as an angel and tell you all kinds of things and mix truth with lies. And their agenda is to basically take you down a path which is eventually going to lead to misery and destruction. And it's very sad to see a lot of unsuspecting people fall prey to that. And a lot of times when somebody says, you know, say yes if you want to manifest such and such and such, well, that's usually the code. So you have to be so careful who you're saying yes to, because that kind of opens up the door for for that person now to basically start, you know, controlling your mind. So so that's why we're very careful on my summit. We've always, you know, been for a few years now, we've been very careful, because I'll share with you that in the beginning, when I had started the Telesummit, I you know, like you, I was like, oh, this New Age stuff is so cool, and everybody that says they're a healer, and they're so amazing, and then certain modalities that were extremely popular at that time. And I started to see some of the negative results, and I'm like, okay, something is seriously messed up. And then we became very careful. So I want to go back to one of the things you mentioned, that there are certain protocols that the healer must follow, and then there's certain protocols for the client as well in order to get the best results. Can you talk a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, there's so many, and the ones that I'll share that are the basics. And we don't just integrate these protocols. We do an infinity healing activation for each one of these protocols. So it's not just if for example, the visual I got, imagine God source is pouring all this golden liquid light or God's infinite love and healing into you. And imagine you're an empty cup. But imagine, because of your trust issues and receptivity blocks and not feeling worthy because you feel like you're a bad person because someone made you feel lesser than. And so now you have this like filter right above your cup, which is stopping you from receiving all that source God wishes to pour into your cup, into your body, into your vessel, into your energy field, because of those resistances and all that. So you could potentially receive the best healing on the planet or in the universe, but you're only getting these little drops coming into your cup. And then you go, you know what? This session didn't work for me. So I was that person, and I spent so much trying to get results. I was getting a few drops each session. So the first thing we do is a protocol to clear all your receptivity blocks so that there's the filter is unclogged. And when you say yes to receiving it from Source God, it pours in fully, fills your cup. So We don't need to know what are all the things stopping you from receiving the maximum, but we start a healing process to allow you to receive 100%. The second one is releasing 100%. Some of us, you know, I remember once working with a client and I was like, she's like, I feel like I'm still attached to my ex. So we got to the root of where she's holding on to her ex. We pinpointed it where it's in her energy field. And I was like, there it is. And when you're ready, you're welcome to start releasing it. And she said, no. I was like, what do you mean no? She's like, I'm not ready to release it. So I had to honor, you know, honor her free will. She doesn't want to release it. So there's sometimes resistance, like, oh my God, who am I without this trauma? I've had it my whole life. Even entities, Iram, you'd be surprised. Entities come at a time, including when I was a kid, I had to do a lot of clearing on this. I had such an empty void, and I was so alone and felt so isolated. Unconsciously,
you don't want to release them.
Unconsciously had this energy. I thought it was my friend, and some kids say imaginary friends and things like that. So we clear everything stopping you from releasing the maximum, and then the worst thing that you can do is go to a healer, pay all this money, and then the healer asks you, what do you want to work on? And you know this, Iram, the iceberg. The tip of the iceberg is what we consciously know. So if you imagine an iceberg sticking out of the water, if you ask a client what do they want to work on, they'll usually just use their conscious awareness, which is only 10% of what's subconsciously under the water. That's what we really want to work on. So we always make sure the higher self chooses, or you can say God chooses for the client what to work on, which is really deep down things they don't even... A lot of times, almost every time in our session, they're like, wow, this thing, why is this coming up? Oh, this is from, you know, age 4, age 2, age 3, age 6. This, like, why? They're so surprised that this random thing from their past pops up, but it is at the root of the root of the root of their biggest block. So that's another thing we do is ask God and their higher selves to choose what to work on. And there's so much more as well. Like they, so I do it three ways. The client chooses what they want to work on, which usually has to do with their life purpose or money block.
Tariq? Can you hear me?
And so we've got the empathy of the healer tuning in. We've got them choosing what they want to work on and Source God choosing as well. And the most important one, Iram, is...
Can you hear me now? That's okay. Yeah, I can hear. We can hear you now. But for like a couple of seconds, we couldn't.
Okay.
So you were going to say the most important?
Most important part is when I learned all these modalities, hypnosis, past life regressions, NLP, so it's like, okay, this one helps release belief systems. This one helps release emotions. This one helps relieve fears. This one helps you get to the root of the subconscious. So the more I learned, the more I tried to integrate. So with Infinity Healing, again, it comes from this place of humility that I know nothing. It clears the limiting beliefs, downloads new beliefs, clears the fears, replaces it with a mechanism to reassure your inner child and mind that it's safe to do these things, releases toxic emotions, replaces them with higher frequency emotions, gets to the root cause of the trauma, clears it on all levels, energetically, physically, emotionally, mentally, replaces it with a higher frequency, goes into the genetics, goes into the cellular memory, like everything that I've learned goes into your ancestral lineage in all lifetimes, clears contracts and vows and agreements. So all these things I'm saying, I learned at some point in my journey, but I really have the humility to go, all the things that I just shared are maybe a fraction, a small fraction of what Source God can do for our clients. And so I'm humble enough to believe that God then Source adds another 95% of things I don't even know I can ask for. So
that
also
happens. So beautiful.
I never know what it is because I have faith. Yeah.
You know, that is a mark of true wisdom is when you say, I have realized I know nothing. That is truly, that is when you are finally beginning to learn some level of truth, right? Because in the beginning, we get all excited, like, oh my God, I'm going to learn all these things. And oh my God, I know so many things now. And then you get to a point where you say, you know what? I know nothing, because you're looking at the absolute infinite vastness of knowledge and healing and abilities and power, and you realize, oh my goodness, I am but a speck of dust compared to all this. And therein lies true strength, because truth is strength. Lie or duplicity or illusion is not strength, no matter how big you see yourself on the screen of your own imagination. You know, it's just still just an illusion. So truth is always going to trump illusion. So I just absolutely love what you just said. And Tariq, and by the way, I want to announce to everybody, I'm going to lower hands. I see a few hands raised. I'm going to lower your hands now, so everybody's hands are lowered. If you would like, please only raise your hand by pressing star 2. If you would like to connect with Tariq to see if you're a healer, something's been blocking you, you want to move forward, you don't know what it is, you would like to know what it is and maybe get a quick clearing, or if you have a question regarding Tariq's program, you can also raise your hand in that case. So press star 2 and you can get a clearing if you've been feeling held back as a healer. And also if you would like to know, is this modality, learning Tariq's modality, is that for your highest and best good, and how can that help you? So just wanted to say that. I want to ask you another question. I have seen a lot of healers do this, and I'm not an energy healer per se, but whenever I'm in a session with someone, which is very rarely ever, and it's because of this thing, I get so drained. I get so, like, if I'm hearing an emotional story, I get, it takes me sometimes days to recover from it. And I know that a lot of healers also can get entangled in a client's energy. So that's not the case with you. So what do you do to protect your energy and sustain your energy and not get entangled with the client's energy?
Thanks for sharing, and I really empathize you, Ram. And cancers are probably the most sensitive beings out there. And I have a lot of Pisces in my chart, so I also feel it's the other water sign. We feel so deeply, more than most people. And I think also out of that, it kind of created a new shift within this modality that I birthed, the Infinity Healing, because of that purpose. Because, you know, when I was launching On Your Summits and even before that, I was so ambitious. I wanted to help every human being on the planet. I was 25 at the time, or so, huge ambition, and I needed to figure out how to make it sustainable. And when I was learning other modalities such as Reiki, it's you're putting your hands on the person, you're using your energy supply, and there was entanglement, and I would get burnt out after a few sessions, and I'm like, how am I going to sustain this? And so again, it goes back to that download that I had, where it's like, Tariq, you don't need to be doing this. And I was doing it from a wounding place, because here I am being told my whole life I'm not good at anything, getting fired from all the crappy jobs you can imagine, started my healing practice, and then finally my ego is like, for once in my life, I'm good at something. So I'm like, I'm doing the healing sessions, I'll take the credit for it. And then very quickly after that, I was like, no, I don't need to be doing it. I don't need to do this to get you know, my ego to feel better about itself. It's already an honor and a privilege till this day, you know, 15 years later, I'm still like, what an honor and a privilege to hold space for you to remember yourself. Those are my words. So,
so beautiful.
So, so with Infinity Healing, what makes it different is you're not using your own energy supply. You're not getting your energy mixed in with the client's energy. The client could be right now, if I was to do an Infinity Healing on you, Iram, or someone on the call, it's, well, it's not me doing it on you, because it's you with your already, you're already connected to God's source, and I'm just simply using words. I'm like the middleman. When you're in, it's like it's like if you were to try to give yourself a massage somewhere on your back, it's kind of weird to get to certain spots. But when you're in a full receptive state, you're in your divine feminine where she's receptive, whether you're a man or a woman, when you're lying down, you really are able to receive the most you can. So having someone that you trust with, you know, great intentions do the talking while you're in that receptive state really creates this alchemical, beautiful, receptive process, you know? So
beautiful.
It's not me.
I love that.
It's not my energy. It's the client. It's their higher self or their soul, and it's God or source or universe, whatever word you use. So that way I don't get burnt out, you know? And it doesn't have to be long.
I absolutely love it. That is so true. And I will use that next time. So
good.
We have a
Any
bunch
rum?
Of calls.
Sorry, before I forget, I asked Nirjarini, who's now on my team, and she's bought everything I've ever put out. She's like our number one supporter and believer in the Infinity Healing. And she and now she's on our team. And she mentioned 2 days ago, she's like, Tarek, that is my favorite thing about the Infinity Healing. And she's taken all these different modalities. And she said, I love that it's not from my energy. I love that it's from Source God, and I'm just the middle person, and it's so sustainable that way. So to her, that was like the number one reason for taking, she took our level one, level two, train to trainer one, train to trainer two. And that was her big selling point.
Beautiful. I love that. And we are going to be talking about Tarek's offer in just a little bit. So wow, look at all these testimonials. There are so many video testimonials actually on the page. When you get a chance, you can check that out. Orderjoy2020.com, Tarek, T-A-R-E-K 23. So orderjoy2020.com/ Tarek 23, or just press the offer link. But now we're going to talk to our callers, and I'm just going to go down the list as they raise their hand. So caller number one is area code 541. You are on now. 541.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Who's this?
I'm Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Shirley,
hi. Hi.
What's your question, dear?
Well, I raised my hand because you said if you are a healer or want to know if you're a healer. I'll let you tell me. I'm in a little bit of a slump it comes really natural ever since I was a child. And I didn't understand until, you know, I got older. I'm almost 60 now, and this has been the last maybe 12 years that I understand it more. And lately, life, I guess, family, taking care of children, grandchildren, for the last couple of years now, it seems like I just can't bring myself there. I mean, I still do in little bits, but I'm completely off the radar for all my friends and clients that used to come to me regularly. Does that make sense? So I thought, I've been following Heartache from Heartache to Joy for years and years, and I've seen Tarek many times, but I only go where I'm called when I'm called. And this morning I was like, yes. And then you call, and then you know.
Yeah, awesome.
So, I know awesome. This was the right time
awesome.
To talk
well,
to Tarek.
That.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So whatever
All
you
right.
can tell me.
Yeah. And Shirley, right?
Yes.
So Shirley, can you let me know what is the end result that you're desiring? Are you desiring to claim your healing abilities? Are you desiring to get back into the vortex of getting yourself out there, helping people? What's the end result that you're desiring?
I think if it's really end result would be to get myself back out there for other people, because that's where I get all of my healing too. You know how that works.
And what do
you
think's in the way
I
of
just,
it? What do you think stopping that from happening right now?
popped in my head is right before this all started to happen, I was really in helping somebody one-on-one for a long period of time, and in the end, I got kicked in the teeth.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, so that could be a big part of it. It's been
got
hard
it.
To bounce back, maybe.
Got it. So
you
would
know,
you
but
like
I'm still
support?
Healing. Yes.
Okay, let's do it. So Shirley, do you use the word source, God, universe, or any other word?
I guess for me, source, but I'm kind of open to, because of, you know, I'm whatever. I believe in whoever I'm working with.
Yeah,
it's
let's
all
just
the same
use source.
To me. You see what I'm
Perfect.
Saying? So, okay.
Okay, so starting now, imagine source powerfully connecting to you. I mean, we're always connected, but more intentionally, more consciously. And starting now, do you give permission to source to do infinite things for you, to clear the beliefs, the fears, the emotions, the root traumas, the core traumas that are stopping you from claiming your ability as a healer, from getting yourself out there, from letting go of the past, learning the lessons, clearing the karma, seeing it all from the highest perspective, and feeling safe to attract soul clients that are perfect for you and you're perfect for them, and to get yourself out there with empowerment. Would you like that?
Oh, yes, I would love to. I allow that. Totally.
Right.
Yes.
So see what's in the way, just being cleared down through your feet into Mother Earth, and see what needs to be remembered, get activated, the beliefs, how you see yourself, self-image. And when you tune in now to the energy of getting yourself out there, how does that feel in your being?
Still a little scary.
Where
I don't
do you
know
feel
why.
That?
In my chest.
Okay.
Usually I feel
else?
Everything in my gut, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly just in my chest.
Perfect. So would you like to clear that?
I would like to clear that. Thank
okay.
you.
So just imagine a ball of light the size of a volleyball coming straight from Source God, and place that ball of light right outside of your heart, maybe also in the back of your heart. And imagine that it just turns into this vacuum, and it just sucks out anything that is in the way, the hurt, the betrayal, the walls to try to protect you from being backstabbed and trust issues and all of that. Just see it all being cleared and replace it with that discernment. I really activate that discernment to use the discernment in all future moments to go, okay, yes to this person, no to that person. I can trust this. I can't trust that. Would you like that?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay, and we're just going to set this healing on autopilot. And when you tune in now, does it feel any different?
I feel so surrounded with love right now.
Good. And if you imagined yourself getting yourself out there helping people doing healings, how does that feel different compared to before?
I feel like I have the big smile on my face again.
Oh, you're back. Mm-hmm. So you just remembered who you were. You just forgot who you were for a bit.
So
and now you're back.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And
welcome back. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank
Please
you.
Oh,
home.
My.
You're
so
oh,
welcome.
Home.
That was
thank
so
you,
beautiful.
Aram. That's yeah. I so appreciate your time. And well, just
thank
gosh.
You
thank you, guys. And I'll keep listening. So Tara,
I love it. Your energy has totally shifted. Love it.
Oh, wow. That's so awesome. So, Tara, tell me
okay,
which package.
Sweetheart.
Yeah, which package? So, yeah, it's the training. It's the Infinity Healing course that I'll be offering today. So for folks to learn what I do, I want everyone else to do it. And then what
Beautiful.
Makes it different is we don't want this to be just another course that you take and shelf, especially for the closet healers. I spend a lot of time. We've got 3 weeks in a row where there's business coaching, there's group healings, we pair you up with other Infinity healers. So for the rest of your life, you've got a go-to support system. There's just so much into it, and we want you
absolutely
guys to see.
Absolutely beautiful. And I totally understand why we talked today, because this is how Source comes to me. I admit, mm-hmm. you know, with just the right time. Like I said, I've
Perfect.
Been around a long time. Okay, I'm taking up enough time. Love you both. Thank you so much.
All right,
I'll
honey.
See you in
love
there.
You too. Yeah,
bye-bye.
I'm so happy. That was such a beautiful, beautiful shift. Just love that. And let me go ahead and unmute the second person in line, 860 area code. You are on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Susan.
Hi, Susan. And what's your question?
Well, I guess I wanted to know if I have any blocks to receiving, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm open to it or not.
Is that as a healer you're talking about? Are you talking about as a healer?
No. And I came on a little bit late, and is this just for
it's
healers?
Okay. It's okay.
Okay.
It is.
Maybe
it is.
Maybe healer and don't know it.
It is. it's okay. Maybe Tara can quickly just help you with that, but we can't spend a lot of time on it.
Yeah.
I'm
no.
Sorry,
yeah.
It's okay. Cool.
Perfect.
You got
whatever.
So,
whatever.
Susan,
we're
not gonna.
Got it. So, Susan, super fast and sweet, would you like an infinity healing from Source God Universe to connect you, to clear anything and everything interfering with you being able to receive the maximum with ease, with grace, feeling safe to do so, reprogramming and allowing that to be your new default and fully receiving it unconditionally and only giving from your overflow while your cup is full when you feel guided to do so? Would you like that?
Yes, I would.
Clearing the beliefs, fears, emotions that are in the way, root traumas, ancestral DNA, all that. And when you tune in now to the scenario where normally you wouldn't be able to receive, just play it out as if it's happening right now and let us know how it feels different.
Okay.
Awesome.
Right now?
All right.
I don't.
Yeah.
Oh. I kind of feel a little tingly, I guess, but I don't know. That's the only thing I feel right now.
Good. Tingles is a good sign. That's the energy moving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And so your program is pretty much for healers, so it wouldn't be appropriate for me, right? Or is it?
Everyone on this call, everyone I talk to, the universe only brings to me healers, whether they know it. So it's either they don't know that they're healers and then I help them claim it, or they're aware of it and I just help them take it to the next level. So you are a healer, sister. And if you desire to, I don't know, create a new stream of income or just step more into it and bless it for just what you received for the rest of the planet, it's there for you. But your intuition will guide you into what is best.
So how about you stick around and just make sure you listen to us when we talk about his offering. He's training. He's looking for healers that want to train in infinity healing, so you can actually do this for yourself and others. So stick around, see if that speaks to you, okay? All right, love. Take care.
Thank you very
much. Thanks, Suzanne.
And
Iraman actually brings up a good point. We have half the healers take it because instead of them having to go to all these healers all the time, they take the course one time and now for the rest
become
of
your
life,
own healers.
You become their own healer through this modality. And then the other half, they use it on themselves and on others as well. So it can work for both.
Can use it for yourself, your family members. You can use it for, if you don't want to create it as a business. Yeah, you've got all these options. So let's talk to the next person in line. And again, I just want to remind people that we're doing the one-on-ones with people that are healers or they want to be healers and something is holding them back. So Tara can help them with their block or, you know, answer some questions about the program. So area code 203, you are on now.
Hi. This is Gloria. I'm not sure if you
Hello.
Okay. It is me. My goodness, I do all these calls and I never get
My
called.
Goodness,
I really
it is you.
Today is your day.
What did you say your name is, honey?
Gloria.
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 Okay, wonderful. Yeah. What's your question, dear?
You had mentioned, you said, used some words, claiming my healing abilities. I'm studying. I joined all of these classes trying to be a medical intuitive energy healer. And I'm just wondering, I find it so difficult. Is this what I'm supposed to be? Is this my calling? I'm just I wonder if I'm just, you know, chasing a feather in the wind, or I so desperately want to do this. I'm trying all these classes, and I'm wondering, is this where I belong, and I've missed it?
Mm-hmm. So, Gloria, for me, I believe if you desire something, like not just from your ego, like when my clients tell me, I want to make billions of dollars, like when they're really like, hey, it means the world to me to have a family, to have a healing practice, to have more financial abundance. You can't have that heartfelt desire and it not be your destiny. And so if it's in your heart, it's there for a reason, and the whole universe wants that for you. But the tricky part is, are there beliefs that are in the way of it? Are there self-sabotage mechanisms? Is there doubt that's creeping up? Because all that sounds is, it's so meant to be for you, it's your destiny. And the mind or the ego or the inner child, because it hasn't transpired in the way you want it to, is just doubting that it's going to happen. So it's okay to let the ego have its doubts and say, is this even for me? Is this going to work? But it's also more important for us to then respond to it. So what would you say from your heart of hearts, what you know to be true? What would you say if you have a little girl inside of you that's like, is this really for me? Can I actually make it work? What would your soul, what would your higher self say to that part of you?
Well, I guess personally I have some, my physical self has some doubts, but I would think my higher self, my soul, tells me that I really should be doing this. I'm crying right now, though, that you just said that I can't.
Yeah.
But I think my higher soul tells me every day that this is what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, so it's your destiny. And as you're crying right now, Gloria, you're probably releasing the emotions that were kind of getting in the way. So you're ready, allowing yourself to release. And so whatever it takes to get you there, we'll get you there.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you would just say the I'm having a hard time clicking in to getting to the order or the special something.
Yoram, are you there?
I'm here.
Gloria's saying she's having a hard time clicking on the order button. Is it a specific
Why?
Link?
Why? Where? What are you using? Are you on the webcast?
I'm on the, I clicked through, where am I? I guess maybe the webcast, and it says Tariq special offer, and I click on that, and my computer's not allowing me to. It tells me it's a dangerous website.
Okay. Is there an option after it says dangerous website that you can say go anyways?
Okay, I'm clicking on it.
There should be an option where you tell it, no, I trust this, and then it lets
continue
you
continue to site. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Well, I'm exactly. trusting you. Okay, I'm clicking.
We're not a dangerous website.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think so.
You have on your antivirus program, maybe.
Yeah, that's what it is. So I just click on. So I've gotten there.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so look. I don't see what the deal is, but I see all the testimonials.
Okay, and if you scroll down, you will be able to see the order button.
Yeah, keep scrolling.
Oh, right.
Down.
For some reason, it's not coming up on my computer, so I can't see it, actually. But that's my Wi-Fi here. How about
orders,
we do this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did say I did.
I'm gonna keep you. Yeah, uh-huh. If you want to ask another question, just raise your hand again if you want to ask it again. Probably this is a good time to. Go ahead, honey.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt, but is this, I mean, I guess it's appropriate for anybody on this call, but I'm taking a lot of classes on becoming a medical healer. Should I continue down that road or do this infinity healing?
Yeah,
and will that,
I love that question, Gloria.
Okay.
I love that question. And a lot of our healers are using the infinity healing alongside with their modalities. So we have a woman out there in Germany doing great human design courses and teachings, and then she'll integrate the infinity healing with people's charts, like an astrology chart. It's a human design chart. So I love seeing it being used as a, like, they'll have, like, you'll be your medical intuitive, so doing all these medical intuitive things, and then when you want to get to the root of something, integrating the infinity healing. So you'll see in the course how it talks about, we love when people make it their own without changing it so that it's compromising the integrity of the process. So we actually encourage folks to find ways to integrate it and make it their own by keeping it in its integrous form. So that's not a problem at all. And if anything, like you said, all this time you've been trying to get yourself out there in that, then the infinity healing becomes your go-to whenever you're having your doubts, or you're wanting to make more money, or wanting to make more clients, or believe in yourself more. Whatever you're needing, you go to it, take a minute, lie down, do a process, and clear the things that are coming up for you.
Okay.
And then you use it for your clients as well at the same time.
All
alongside
right,
with your medical intuitive work.
Right. I joined your abundance class, and that's one of my issues too, my block. I won't take too much time, I'm sorry, but feeling guilty to want to make money on this. I just feel like I should be helping people and saving people. And this,
that's a big one.
I'm having a hard time getting through that. I mean, I'm not quite the healer yet, but once I get there, there is a little bit of I should just be helping people and just.
So we address that. We're going to do three group calls with you guys after we do the training. There's three group calls, and in those group calls, we're going to answer questions about the course. We're going to clear money blocks. We're going to do some little coaching, little training to help you make sure that the worst thing for me to hear is someone taking the course and not doing anything with it. And I've taken courses where, you know, I was just one out of so many people. The teacher doesn't even know my name, and there's no follow through and accountability. So we make sure that we changed all of that. There's accountability. I know you do the healing on me, so I can give you feedback. Like, there's a lot of hand holding and support.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I needed to hear that. Okay. Wonderful. All right. I appreciate both of you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Gloria.
You're so welcome, dear. I want to go ahead and talk about the offer tag, because it seems that people have a lot of questions that we can answer once you go through the offer. So if you're having that same issue, I have notified Nyla, because Gretchen is off today, and hopefully she'll be able to address this. If you're having that issue of what Susan was talking about, if that comes up, just click yes, you know, go to the site anyway, and that should work for you. But for some reason, my Wi-Fi is stuck, and I can't get to the page. So I'll announce the page link. But this is, I mean, I can see the link. It's just pulling it up. It's something going on with Wi-Fi here, because I'm calling
perfect.
You directly. Your work's perfect. Okay, beautiful.
Yeah.
It's my Wi-Fi here, because I'm calling from the phone line, but everything else on the computer is just not pulling up. The link is orderjoy2020.com/Tarek, T-A-R-E-K, the number 23. orderjoy2020.com/Tarek23, or press any of the links that have been provided to you. And all right, so I can't see the page, so over to you, my friend, if you can please describe the offer.
Will do. So like I said, I birthed this program. It's a two-day course. There's a lot of there's a lot of business and marketing and sales and how to price things. You know, we do our best to set you up for success, not just in how to do this infinity healing on yourself, on others, but also how to turn it into business. I don't take it lightly when someone invests with me. I really want to make sure that they double, triple, quadruple, times 10 their investment. And one of the first testimonials you see there is Christian. And not only did he take the Infinity Healing course and it helped him create all this extra income, even though he was a theatrical teacher, he started a whole healing practice, and he even moved on and became one of our Infinity Healing instructors. And I think the first time he taught others how to be certified Infinity Healers, he made like over 7,000, I think. I can't remember. It should be there somewhere in the video. But what people love about it is it's so simple. They could take a weekend. We even had one student who did day one and day two, because you get the pre-record right away, and then you join us live, which we haven't done the live training in a while, because most folks it's super simple and easy. They'll just do the recordings and then follow the steps. And then there's a Facebook group. There's live calls where we get on calls and answer your questions and support you. We connect you with other Infinity Healers, so you have support systems. People get really creative. We've had people adding Infinity Healing to, they're doing it on animals, they're doing it on paintings, on jewelry. Like, they, you know, every time they get on these calls, they share all these unique, interesting ways that they're using the Infinity Healing. So it's a beautiful support system. It's a beautiful tribe of Infinity Healers. I love it when they get together and become friends and become involved in each other's lives, not just for healing and supporting each other, but beyond that. So really simple. For me, my biggest gift is words, channeling the right words. So when you guys hear me say, when someone says they have a receptivity block, I don't just go clear the receptivity block. I go clear everything stopping them from receiving the maximum with ease and with grace. And when they give, that they're only giving from a full cup, and only when they feel guided to give. So it's very detailed, like the word, each word in the script. The script is the heart and soul of the Infinity Healing is very intentional. There's not a single word there that's just thrown there for no reason. It's all like channeled word for word. And each word is doing amazing things. Like, it's not random and it's not basic. It's really potent. It's really powerful. We've had like Iram and other summit hosts say that they get results super fast. And these are people who've worked with all sorts of healing modalities. We've had veterans, yep, of healers, like older women, like 60 years of being in the world and experiencing all these healing modalities, find their way to the Infinity Healing and go, this is the one we've been looking for, because it is a high level. And yeah, you can hear all these amazing testimonials. These are just a fraction of what we actually have. It's 2 days. You get the recordings. We've had one person do it in 1 day. So I usually say just take a weekend, do day one on a Saturday, do day two on a Sunday if that works for you. And then hop on our group call that will happen right after. So if you sign up for it now, you can get the course right away. You can join us live on March 25th, the day after my birthday.
Spring Equinox. Awesome.
Yeah, Spring Equinox is a great... What's that, Iran?
I said happy birthday in advance.
Thank you. And for those of you that know, there's a lot of cultures that celebrate the Spring Equinox as a New Year's, including like Iranian cultures and other cultures, because it's when life begins. Spring is when life begins. So what a great time to launch you guys into the world.
And what a great birthday for you to have.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. Thank you.
Well, if that
Iran,
tell
we need
you
to get you
special. I know you're humble.
We need to get you in the course, Iran. I want to certify you as an Infinity Healer.
I know. That was going to be my next question. Because I ain't doing it in 2 days. I want to know how many hours is it total. Because
I think
probably
it's 4 hours each, Iran. You can.
I can do that
in 1 day. 4 hours each month.
Yeah,
day.
That's how I am. Yeah, for me, it's like if it's an 8-hour course, yep, I can do it in a day.
Yeah,
I like to just binge through stuff, push my way through stuff. And is it easy to learn?
Super easy to learn, because you can print out the script. We've done it. So the original way was very intuitive. It didn't cater to the mind of the student, meaning the students will be like, TARC, it just says, would you like an infinity healing to clear money block? And then not so much after that. So then because of that feedback, we're like, okay, for those people who just fully trust, there's the super simple version where you know, it's a simple statement. And then for everyone else, we've created it. It's like the more complicated way where it's like, okay, if a client has a money block, you ask them all these suggested questions about their beliefs and their fears and their emotions. So there's kind of like the detail oriented way to do it. And then there's the one where you don't need to know all the details and you just trust and follow through. So super simple.
I love that.
Super basic.
That is so good. Yeah. I love that. You know, it's so funny because you mentioned right at the beginning of the call that this is the new moon Leo energy and it's for healers that don't want to acknowledge their healers. You know, those people are included. And, you know, I know I do energy healing. I know I do it already, but I just don't want to admit it. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And that was one of the reasons why I was so interested in that question.
Yeah.
You know, how not to get drained, because I get really drained. But
I can hear it when you're
healing,
talking.
So I would actually.
Yeah, I can hear it because
the
fear for you, Iram, is that everyone, the fear is like everyone's going to want some of your energy and you're going to get depleted and tired and exhausted.
Oh my God, you're so right on.
Yeah.
Right on, yes.
Yeah. And I want you to know that sometimes I'll have low days and in my mind I go, oh my God, I'm not like feeling 100%. And when I do the session, I actually get activated for the rest of the day. So try
That's
to
so
also
good.
See it that you're receiving stronger energy downloads from Source God as you're holding space
true.
For them to receive. So you're
very
instead
true.
Of you giving them and they're filling their cup and you're getting depleted, both of you are getting your cups filled.
Mm.
Yeah.
I love it.
Way to do
that
it.
Is so beautiful.
Yeah.
So that is the offering, and yes, I will be doing this course too because I want to formalize what I do, and I definitely want to learn some of the protocols to make sure that I don't burn myself out, and I do it in a way that is, you know, for the highest and best good of the client. And we still have we still have a little bit more time left on the call, and we still have some callers waiting in line. So again, guys. The link is orderjoy2020.com/Tariq23. I can vouch for this guy. Like I said, one of my favorite healers. And yes, the results are super fast with infinity healing. That's one of the reasons why I love this work, because I am very impatient too. And I like to, I can't be in a 1 hour long session with Tariq. It's literally sometimes 5 minutes,
ten minutes max,
and it's done, and it's super fast, and the results are super fast. So I love that, and your clients would love it. So it's definitely something worth adding into your toolbox. Yes, Tariq.
Mm. Iram, I just missed some important information. So March 20, and thanks so much for sharing that. And I love that it doesn't need to be long.
You're welcome.
March 25th and March 26th from 12 to 4 p.m. Eastern are the live dates. Those are the live days where we do day one, day two for the live training of the course. Mm-hmm. But when you invest in this course, you get the day one, day two from our previously recorded course automatically. You're welcome to join us live and meet all the, and everyone who does this training, every time we do it live, every year, you're welcome to join us. So you'll meet all the veterans who've already graduated in the last, you know,
How
10,
cool is
13
that?
Years. They'll be on the call too.
That is awesome.
And there's some info here that I didn't share before. So some of the bullet points are, here we go. So clearing limiting beliefs, clearing perceptions, aligning the chakras, what you do for yourself, you do for your whole ancestral lineage, you do it for your children, you do it for the future generation. If you believe in past lives, you're clearing it in all past lives. It actually then continues and helps the whole collective because we're all connected. It helps you strengthen your connection with Source God. It helps you balance your divine masculine and feminine, which is a whole thing right now. I'm creating a whole program just for that. Helps you balance your left and right brain. aligns your mind, body, and soul, does a whole full system upgrade, clears you of any less than love energy. You'd be surprised. Almost everyone on this planet has at least one or two attachments. So a full cleansing of any hooks, attachments, spells, evil eye, jealousy, envy, all that kind of stuff, and so much more.
Awesome. But yeah. Thank you
and
so much for explaining that. Yeah.
One last thing, Iran. Mm-hmm. Protection-wise, I do these sessions, and we train our students to do these sessions with such humility, in the sense that we don't know what's for the highest good, that in every infinity healing session, even right now, Iram, if you said, I need support with, you know, getting more energy, let's say, the infinity healing will override anything your mind wants or I'm suggesting for you. There's a protective mechanism that only allows that which is best for you to happen. So in it, there's already a built-in protective mechanism that it's almost like our limited words and mind gets almost like translated into the divine way of asking for it in each session. So there's so many protocols that I've just sent, almost like coding, like for the infinity healing. And we allow Source and God to continuously evolve these protocols so that when we do an infinity healing, it's just constantly getting upgraded, evolved, and depending on where we're at as a collective. And I left it up to Source God to continue updating those protocols, so I don't even know what they are, but it's getting faster and easier and more powerful as time progresses.
Beautiful. Love it. Thank you so much. My page finally got loaded. Yay.
Yay.
I can see the page now. So it is the special offer right now for this offer is 2222, 2222. And remember, if you have PayPal credit, you can use that, make payments over 6 months, but get access to the course right away. So wherever, if your country allows PayPal credit, then you can use that as well. Okay, beautiful. So we're going to go back and see how many people still have their hands raised, so we can, if you have any questions regarding the program, you can raise your hand.
Yeah.
If you want to talk to Tariq about, hey, I want to be a healer and what's going on with me, you can do that. So 504 area code, you are on now. Oh, I just lost them. I guess they just left. So just announcing it one more time, making sure, please only have questions if you are either a healer or want to be a healer or have a question about the program. I see a webcast caller.
Yeah,
I see
so
the name Mary.
Hello.
Hello.
Mary.
Hi.
Yes, hi there.
Hello.
How can I help
you? Hi there.
I am a small entrepreneur and of healing, and I have unfortunately given up on my clients because they don't want to do the work. They don't want to get, and I don't feel they really want to get better.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm taking it personally.
Yeah. Yeah, you know
what?
What
a great noticing, first of all.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That is a great noticing. I'm taking
it
personally. I do that too by the time. I do that too.
We definitely have had students talk about that. And what we do with Infinity Healing Training is we put out manifestations to attract our ultimate soul clients. And the wordings that are included in that is that they're perfect for us on all levels. And we're perfect for them on all levels. And then you just activate that discernment within yourself that goes, okay, this, just because someone needs our help doesn't mean we're getting guided to help them. So just as much as they're discerning, you know, trying to find out if you're the one for them, you're also qualifying your clients and going, is this someone I want to work with? Just the other day I spoke to someone, I was like, yeah, even though I can help them, I'm going to choose not to. So we really need to continue that, but not give up on all of humanity, because there are those clients that, you know, because like all my students, all the people I mentor, they're really soul family. Like we voice note each other all the time. So there is a shift that needs to happen where you put it, and we talk about it in the group calls where we do manifestations to attract our ultimate soul clients. So I recommend receiving
that
or doing it yourself. Yeah. Don't give up.
Great question, Mary. Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, this is so important, discernment. As a healer, as a teacher, discernment is so important.
Mm-hmm.
I want to move quickly because we still have a lot of people waiting. Country code 44, and then the next digits are 794. You are unmuted now.
Hello.
44. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Gemma.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Jenna.
What's your name?
Jenna. Hello.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay? This is Gemma speaking.
I can hear you.
Jenna, we can hear you, but there's echo. Are you using headphones?
Yes. So unfortunately, this mobile phone is on its way out, so I do apologize about the echo.
I can hear you, Jenna.
It's okay.
I hope that you can hear me okay.
I can hear you, Jenna. How can I help
you?
So
it's Gem, G-E-M.
Gem, I can hear you, Gem. There's a British artist called Gem. Do you know her?
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much. I literally just raised my hand. I was on another call, and it took me out of this one. So I thought, I've got to get back in there. So thank you so much for answering the call.
You're welcome. How can I help you, Gem?
So I'm a really passionate, gifted. I know I have the potential, you know, to make a real impact in this world. Where I feel as though I'm sabotaging myself is I'm just not attracting the abundance that I feel I need to really share and to really expand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what do you think is in the way of that happening right now?
I feel as though I'm still connected to scarcity energy that is rife in my family, you know.
Got it.
Even with the gloriousness of the lives and the abundance, it's that poverty mindset, and I really feel it in my gut right now as I'm talking to you. I really feel as though it's this deep feeling of just not being worthy. Not being good enough.
Got it, Gem. And would you like to clear that right now?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Okay. So I'm happy to do this for you guys, especially if someone's on this call. You're welcome to say yes to these healings as well. If you feel like there's something stopping you from investing in yourself and taking course, getting the mentorship, the support you need to take things to the next level. So, Gem, starting now, would you like an infinity healing to clear that scarcity, clear the lack, clear the survival, clear the beliefs, fears, emotions, root traumas that are stopping you from being able to generate a surplus of a prosperity, affluence, abundance, financially and on all levels, so that you can live the life that you desire and fully show up in life who you're here to be and what you're here to do? Would you like that?
Absolutely resounding yes.
Beautiful. And Gem, just really tune into where you were feeling it and let me know if you start to notice a shift. How does it feel any different?
I just felt like this sense of glorious. It was a deep reminder of who I really am.
Mm. Welcome back. just let the energy keep working on you, because whatever we start doing continues indefinitely. We even had a client who said 6 months down the road she was still clearing some parent patterning that she had from her parents when she was a mom. So the infinity healing just keeps working on the layers for as long as it needs to. So.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
All right, dear.
Is it okay
lots
to just
love.
Ask you one question?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, real quick.
So, I feel as though I really wish to protect myself from, you know, getting wrapped up in my family stories and not taking on their low vibration. Do you have a few words on how I could really integrate that from today?
Sorry, the question is how to not take on, like, negativity from your family?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would work on my boundaries. So I remember once when with my family members where I was like, actually, I don't want you to talk to me right now. You can come talk to me when you're in a better place. So we need to exercise. We need to educate those around us how to treat us. And if it's verbally, we can say, I can't talk to you right now. You're triggered or whatever. And then we also would, what do you call it? Like sometimes I'll minimize interactions with certain people. Like, okay, I'm just going to chat with them once a month or once a week. Like you decide, how they treat you. If they get to spend time and energy with you, how much of that time and energy they get to spend. And like you have rules. I remember telling family members, I don't like talking behind people's backs, or I don't want to use this time just to vent. You know, we got to educate them. So you got to express that.
Yeah.
All right. We're out of time now, hon. So I'm going to have to say goodbye to you and best of luck. We have lots
Thanks,
of people
Jen.
Waiting. I'm going to, yep. Best of luck, Jim. And I want to just honor these people that have been waiting for
yeah.
a while. Just want to get to as many
Thank
as possible.
You.
We won't be able to get to all of you guys, but I'll try to
we'll keep it short and
quickly
sweet
as we can. Yeah, so 702 area code, you are unmuted now.
Hello. My name is
Hi
Stella.
There.
Stella.
Hi Stella.
Sarah. Hi Sarah, how are you?
Hi. Wonderful. How can I help you today, sister?
Me? I am feeling very frustrated right now in my relationship with my husband. It's like, I feel
so
like I'm...
I'm going to stop you, Stella. Sweetheart,
yeah.
We would love to help you with that, but right now we're just taking questions from energy healers that want to actually move forward
well,
in their
I'm
energy
an energy
system.
Healer, but I'm like that other lady. I feel very frustrated that people really
yeah.
don't want to get real.
Yeah, please
yeah.
join us when we do like a summit call or something. I would love to support you then, and I'd love to keep the rest of the questions about the course. Thank you.
Okay,
Thank
love.
You.
Take care.
Love.
So sorry we can't. I just want to honor those people because they've been waiting for a while. We just want to get to those questions. All right, so 231 area code, you are on now. 231.
Hi, can you hear me? It's Destiny.
Hi, Destiny. How
Hi,
can I
Destiny,
help you today?
How are you?
Hey, well, I do know that I'm a healer, and I know that I've been like on a form of initiation or so for about 6 years now. And right now I'm actually having some pretty serious, I'm wondering what's blocking my moving forward here.
Mm-hmm.
Moving forward with being a healer.
Yeah, I mean, it could be anything. And I always live by the motto of feel the fear and still take action. So if even if there is something stopping you, your resilience can override that. So you feel the fear and the blocks and the resistance, but you still move forward and do it. And as you're doing it, you take your power back more and more.
Yeah. Well, specifically today, I'm actually feeling some energy today, and I'm wondering if you can see what that is. Like specifically.
Yeah. I think I'm going to pause on doing like healings and stuff like that, but I think I'll just use the remain because I want to honor the people who have questions about the course, because this is more of like a scanning and doing healing sessions for folks, and I want to make sure we get back
okay.
to the intention of today's call. So I can definitely help you on other calls that I do in the future with things like that.
Okay. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, you
Thank
guys can just
right,
follow
definitely.
My
Thank you, sweetheart.
My YouTube channel,
All right,
Clark BB. Tons of healings there. We do full moon ceremonies and stuff like that.
Okay, cool.
All right, so moving on, I think we'll be able to get these last two callers. 713, you are on now. Please state your name and your question.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I think I'm one of those people that you called a closet healer. I started off, you know, years ago doing all these modalities, and I wanted to help all the people. And then entities became a huge thing in my life. Like every modality I would start, entities would be full force. So I would say, well, I guess that's not the modality for me. So I would just stop and I would do something different. And it's to the point now that I've kind of given up on the thought, because the entities can affect your physical body big time. I've been in bed for like almost 3 years. And it's, yeah, the thing is, besides with giving up, I tell myself, if I can't heal myself, how could I ever heal anybody else? So
how about instead of that, you tell yourself, I just want to say something because it came so strongly. How about you tell yourself that I must be really great at this, because that's how strongly they're attacking me to keep me down.
Well, I have said that, and other people have told me. And it's just like, okay, I'm just being tested, you know. But it's been years. I mean, I'm talking like almost 20 years now. So whatever I'm here for must be super big, because they are going full force after me for all these years. But I'm to the point physically, I just don't know if I'm going to make it. You know what I'm saying?
You will.
Yeah,
you
so,
will. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll definitely like that. There's a whole protocol we do about entity clearings, and a lot of clients, actually half our clients have challenges with entities. So they would use the infinity healing on themselves to clear entities, on their clients to clear entities. And yeah, a lot of time, this is a high level healing. Like, it does attract very like powerful light workers who are here doing great work. So, you know, that with that comes these energies that try to get in your field. But we do have light body activation protocols that make you make your energy field impenetrable. We have prayers that you say before you go to bed that keep you shielded and protected at night. The more you're doing infinity healing, the more you're connecting to the love and light that these entities, it's almost like you starve them to death, and they go find someone else, because you're not feeding them with any fear and lower energy. So that's all I can say now, is just knowing that I've been there, and I've been on the other, and I've gotten to the other side, and the healing definitely is a big part of that. So I want you to know there is a way out, and this can definitely support you with that.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate
welcome.
It.
You're so welcome, my dear. And you know, I've been there too, and that's what we were talking about, these jinn. You got to know, and that's another reason why I love working with you, Tariq, because you know so much about the jinn and how to work with them. And yeah, you know, in the Western world, we call them entities, but they're tricksters. It's trickster energy, and make no mistake, right now, I mean, I feel very strongly for the past several years, and especially right now since COVID, the war is full on. They know. They can see who's got light, who's got the ability, who's got the gift. They can see that. And they're not, you know, right now is the time where the pressure is on. So but that's what we're here to do. That's what our purpose is, right? So we got to be true to our purpose. 504 area code, you are on now.
Hi, it's Lavana. Thank you very much for putting me in. My question is, all my life I've been kind of a caregiver and trying healing others, and but I spent like 30 years mostly healing myself and with help of one of the healers, and I always ask myself the same thing that the lady before. How could I help others when I cannot even help myself? And no matter what I was doing, there were levels, new levels uncovering and coming up. And my question is, would you be working on fears? Because that seems to be my biggest block. Like, Getting angry.
Sorry, can you ask the question another way? I want to make sure I get
it. Yes. Would you be working on clearing fears during the program?
Yeah, great question. Yeah. So remember how earlier I said it does everything we know and so many things we don't know? One of the things that it does clear are limiting belief systems. And we know that all it takes is one limiting belief to block us. Like, I want to be a healer, but I'm afraid of being overwhelmed. That belief of I can't, I don't think I have what it takes. Or some of you already said, I want to be a healer, but I still need to heal myself. That's a mixed message to the universe. So the truth is, God and the universe don't work with perfect healers. They work with imperfect healers. We look at Jesus, was a carpenter. Prophet Muhammad couldn't read and write. So God doesn't anoint the perfect people. I forgot how Michael Beckwith worded it, but it's like through us being imperfect, we're getting initiated as we're doing the healing. Like, I was helping people make so much money when I was broke. So there's no such thing as you have to be perfect. And then it's as you're helping people, you're getting better and better. So I would say that. And I would say that it clears the limiting beliefs, clears the fears, clears negative emotions, clears childhood trauma, abuse, all sorts of things.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
You're so welcome. Great question.
Iram, do we know if there's an option or anyone on the call who is unable to make the full payment? And is, I know it's we already have it out there, but I just noticed there's no form of a payment plan. But if I guess if anyone's needing that, I think PayPal offers you that you borrow money from PayPal or something
credit.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, the PayPal credit is there. We didn't know that there was a payment plan. If you want to offer that, we can put it up there after talking to Nyla.
Okay.
But otherwise, the PayPal credit option is there.
Yeah, and I want everyone to know the Facebook group is super invaluable because you connect with all our graduates on that group. You ask questions, you interact with them. The three live calls are super invaluable because you don't just take this training and shelf it. We push you, we encourage you, we help you with all these things that you guys are talking about on this call. You can use some of the time on those group calls to clear, you know, all those fears and limitations that's stopping you from getting out there. And also know that you can spend your whole lifetime clearing all the fears and limiting beliefs and the ancestral stuff and childhood stuff and the collective stuff that's stopping you from getting out there, and or you can just get yourself out there. The first time I used to do group healings, I was sweating like a maniac. I still had traumas of it's not safe to be seen. I was like pouring sweat. But every time I did it, it became less and less because I did it the way where it's like feel the fear and still take the action. So don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Don't
be afraid, and remember, now more than ever, the world does need this, so your clients need you, even if you have never connected with them. They are looking for you, and they're waiting for you to finally come out of the closet and shine. Be authentic, be you, and shine bright, and your tribe will find you. That I always tell people, just don't hold back, be you, and your tribe will find you. So this was fantastic. We ran a little bit over time, but I'm so glad we did because we got everybody's questions answered. Thank you so much, as always, Tariq. It was a blast.
Very welcome.
And I'm just so honored to have shared this space. This is such important work. And all in all, just thank you for being you. Just so, so lovely always to connect with you. And I want to thank our wonderful listeners as well. All of you guys are so amazing. I mean, we got to see your beautiful selves today also. Welcome home to all of you who were able to connect back.
it's such a beautiful feeling, and it's so wonderful to see that happen. So lots of love to all you beautiful souls, and we will be connecting again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you guys.